Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, friends. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. I believe there's something special in store for you. Yes, you listening right now, because when you start your day with the Word, you're choosing to walk in power. So grab your coffee, stretch a little, smile wide, and let's dive into today's life-lifting devotional titled, The Joy of Serving Others, Blessings Flow When You Give. Our Bible text is from Acts chapter 20, verse 35, which says, It is more blessed to give than to receive. I read in Reader's Digest years ago about a young man named James Harrison, famously known as the man with the golden arm. James began donating blood at the age of 18 after undergoing major surgery himself and needing transfusions. Over the next 60 years, he gave blood over 1,100 times every week, saving the lives of over 2.5 million babies. His rare antibodies were used to develop an injection that helped prevent newborns from dying of rhesus disease. He once said, I never thought my blood could save lives, but it's the least I can do to help others. Think about that. One man simply giving what he had, his time, his blood, his love, quietly, weakly, and without fanfare, but with huge impact. Now let me ask you this. What do you have in your hands today that can be a blessing to someone else? Maybe it's not blood, but maybe it's time. Maybe it's a word of encouragement. Maybe it's sharing your skill. Maybe it's just listening to a hurting friend. Here's a word for you today. You don't need to be rich to be generous. You just need a heart willing to serve. Proverbs 11 verse 25 says, A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. When you pour out into others, God has a way of pouring back into you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Luke 6 verse 38. You see, the joy of serving others is one of life's greatest secrets. It brings satisfaction that money can't buy. Why? Because God designed us not just to receive, but to give. Jesus said in Mark 10 verse 45, For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. If Jesus, our Lord and Savior, chose to live a life of service, shouldn't we follow his example? Maybe you're feeling tired, unappreciated, or even overlooked. Let me encourage you today. Heaven sees every act of service you do in love. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 reminds us, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. Every little act of kindness, helping a coworker, giving to the poor, praying for someone in secret, is recorded in heaven and never wasted. So, who can you bless today? Who needs that smile, that kind gesture, that phone call, that prayer? Don't wait for a platform to start serving. Start where you are with what you have. Start small. Even the widow's 2 copper coins in Mark 12 were noticed by Jesus. Because giving is not about the amount, it's about the heart. Before the day ends, do one intentional act of service to bless someone else. Whether it's giving, helping, praying, forgiving, or listening, serve with joy and let God handle the blessing. As you go today, say this with me. Today, I choose joy in serving. I am blessed to be a blessing. My hands are open to give. My heart is full of love, and God is using me to make a difference. As I pour into others, heaven pours into me. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this new day. Thank you for the privilege of being your hands and feet on earth. Give us eyes to see those in need and hearts that are quick to serve. Fill us with compassion and joy as we bless others today. We declare that as we give, blessings will flow back to us and through us. We commit every listener's day into your hands. Lead them, shield them, favor them, and use them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thanks for listening to Winning Every Day. If today's message touched your heart, Don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs encouragement. Let's spread the joy of giving together. Until next time, keep winning, keep serving, and keep shining. God bless you richly.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.